Sunil, stop eating. Sunil was nervous because it's our first ever live gig, and so we just put loads of Reese's Pieces
he's
in his mouth.
He's stuff in his face.
Yeah, because
you're not
nervous.
A bin.
That was loud.
Yeah, no, it was.
Sunil, try and come on. You always. This is you self-sabotaging because this is the biggest moment of your career.
to the live stream of Why
I've
is
seen
Harriet
him do
crying?
This several times. He panics and then he eats and then he gets upset later because I've spoken to him like after he's done a couple of Domino's binges and he gets in such a bad place about it.
He does milkshakes as well. He gets very sleepy.
She's projecting. She phoned me after she had a Domino's yesterday crying.
But that was a two for Tuesday
crying.
And I had two.
You've
and
come
I was
to the right place. Welcome to Why is Harriet Crying? AKA, why is Helen crying?
Why is Helen finally?
No, I said I wasn't going to cry, but I'm on my period. We have to be really gentle.
Me?
No, with me, not with you. You're fine.
I was very stressed about
it. I don't
this.
Understand that you had so much time to eat it, and then literally just before it started, you panicked and you shoved it all in your mouth.
No, I just bit half of it off.
I think what it is, Harriet, is if he gets it, it's food and not love. And so he'll be feeling unloved and panics, and he'll just shove food in his mouth.
Yes, now I understand.
Trying to block
I do
something
that as
else
well.
Out.
We all do that. What happened with the Domino yesterday?
I don't really want to talk about it.
I'll tell you. So she ordered two for Tuesday, ate one of them, and then started crying, saying she was going to die, and there was too much food inside her, and that she could, I don't know, it's like no one's ever going to love her or something.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's accurate.
Yeah.
Basically,
but
I ordered
eating one pizza.
Yeah, that's what she does.
But I had it in about 15 minutes. I don't think I chewed because you know when you don't chew and you just sort of. No, that's just. It's nice to project.
You are quite loud. I would say you are.
It's
louder.
Called projecting, Elliot. Back
you don't
me
need
up.
To project.
They're bullying.
This is what you're doing. You're holding it right up to your mouth. So
the whole point of a microphone is you don't need to project. You actually just talk at normal volume and then it picks it up. That's technology.
Yeah.
I don't know why I agreed to do this. I hated it the first time round. So I hate it again.
Fan favourite.
Tricked Helen into doing the podcast.
I did not trick her.
You didn't say it was for this.
I said, would you like to come and do our podcast again?
You didn't. Oh no, on my life.
That is not what Helen
said. Wait, it's in my bra. 1 second.
Helen said you did not say that.
He didn't say it. 1 second, Harriet. This is good. This is great podcasting.
Just take a look at Sunil's new phone. It actually helps AIDS.
Where was it on? WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Snapchat.
Guys, this isn't...
Harriet, can you just hold? Can you just do the podcast while we...
Wednesday, 28th of April. We are doing a test run of a live podcast stream from Bill Murray on Wednesday, 5th May. Do you want to be our guest? 8 p.m.
Sunil, that's not clear.
It's not,
that's
is it?
Not clear
in
at
hindsight,
all.
It's not clear.
So I thought it was for Angel and the Bill Murray. And I was like, 100%, anything for the Angel and Bill Murray. And then I literally, a minute later, I got a message from you saying, you're doing the podcast. Yeah. And it's like, you're fucking kidding me.
To be fair, you still came. So that is on you.
Well, it's nice to be out, isn't it?
And you
thanks,
know.
Harriet. It
also, I really
her.
Needed to not be at home with the Domino's boxes.
Helen, we had to go back to the Domino's. So you just ate a normal-sized pizza in 15 minutes, which I would say isn't actually that quick. And then you thought you were going to die.
It wasn't a normal one. It was a medium. It wasn't even the normal large one.
It was a medium Hawaiian.
If you had two of them, then that maybe would make sense. But
I did have two of them. I didn't eat two of them immediately, but I
had
the big...
You had a whole bowl of garlic dip.
Yeah, the four-person garlic and herb dip. Had all of that with it as well. And I
don't think it's that much food.
No, because basically, I'm in this period in my life that every Tuesday is a battle of wills
you
against Domino's
period.
Two for Tuesday.
Use your period.
And oh my fucking God, that's mad, isn't it?
So weird. She said period, and it's her period.
But it's like a double whammy because it's like I order it, I don't want it because it does make me feel sick. And then also, I've got so many notes on my phone of like how I write to myself after eating a Domino's Two for Tuesday about how I feel after a Domino's Two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then my writing is so shocking that next Tuesday I'm like, oh, it wasn't that bad. And then I just do it again. And then I just feel so like let down, like I've let myself down. So then I call Sunil and he doesn't give an up. He doesn't care, but
so
I'm in pain.
The last time she tried to order a Domino's, she phoned me and said, I'm going to order a Domino's. And I talked you down to a Subway, didn't I?
Yeah, I had a footlong
meatball
marinara.
Marinara instead. So I did my job.
Yeah.
I ordered
with mayonnaise and garlic aioli. It was amazing.
I ordered a Subway the other day for the first time in my whole life. I've had them like on the road, but I've never reached a low of having it delivered to my house.
A low?
I'd say it was a low.
I've had a few delivered.
You've never had it delivered?
I've had a few delivered.
Yeah, I have now
it's
as well.
It's the healthiest
and I ate
thing
it
to
in
get.
Bed.
It's not a low point. A Subway being delivered.
It's absolutely a low to get a Subway sandwich delivered when you have sandwiches in the house.
No, because I can't have bread in the house.
You were about to order a Starbucks delivered. We got coffee in this house.
It's coffee. It's healthy.
I asked you for a coffee earlier. You said you didn't have any coffee here.
All right. But that's because the pods were stuck in a room.
okay, I think we need to bring back the combative
welcome
energy.
Welcome to White
There's
Heron.
No combative energy. Helen, we're all having a nice time.
You shouted when you said that.
Welcome
that was a shout.
Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying?
Yes.
This is our guest, Helen Bauer. She's here to talk about a time where she actually cried.
Yes.
It's nice to be here.
After the last time, she didn't manage to get her story done. She's been begging us to come back on the podcast.
Yeah, you have actually begged a few times. And to be fair, we do need to give the backstory because it was actually the first time that me and Snow were ever united against a guest. So it did actually
a
bring
common
us
enemy.
Closer together to have a common enemy. So
it was early April 2019. A young Helen Bauer arrived at Harriet's house to do Why Is Harriet Crying for the first time. She sat down. Is that better?
Yeah.
She sat down ready to record a podcast with Elliot, Sunil and Harriet and tell a story about the time that she cried. Throughout the podcast, she was interrupted, yelled at and screamed, and she did not get to say
her
story.
No one yelled. No one
you
screamed.
You yelled several times, and so did you.
Helen, you're the one that's raising your voice right
you're,
now.
Yeah.
And to
you're
be
the
fair,
one raising your hand.
To be fair, at the beginning of the podcast, you did say, I'll wait to be introduced and then I'll speak.
Yeah.
And you spoke, I would say you said the second sentence. So
we're looking at a rerun at the moment of the first time we had this podcast.
Yeah, me and Sunil.
Gained a bit of weight.
Should we just let her do her story?
Yes.
Go on, do your story.
Helen,
about the time you
the
cried.
Floor is yours. Please
no,
tell
but
us
ask
about
me,
the time.
Ask me like you do with everyone else who comes
okay,
on.
Okay, Helen, well, I think we know the answer to if you're an emotional person or not after the beginning of this podcast. So, but I'll act as if nobody can tell.
Thank you.
Helen, would you say that you're an emotional person?
I would say I'm an emotional person. It's kind of a weird thing for me because I'm an Aries, which is a fire sign, which means I'm emotional, but also fiery with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's wow.
I feel things.
Never knew that about you.
what? I'm a fire sign.
Shock.
okay. How does that manifest in your life, your emotions? Would you say it holds you back ever?
On a scale of like one to emotional with Harriet being the top, I'd say like I'm like a half Harriet. Like, I'm an emotional person, but I'm not always on the verge of tears.
I think you can turn your tears on and off at will, which is what's so terrifying.
That is the problem. I can fake cry.
That's so great.
But then no one believes me when I am crying because they're like, oh, it's a bit. You're doing a bit.
It's a bit that you do.
She's a liar.
It's not lying, is it? It's using a skill base I have.
I guess so, yeah. It's a very useful skill.
My mum taught me how to do it.
How do you do it? Can you teach everybody?
You have to, like, really focus on... you know, because you look like you're shitting. Just like really focus and then just sort of like think and just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I can't do it. I feel like I'm under too much pressure.
It just feels like an incredibly manipulative thing to do. And
it's
I just
not,
wouldn't do
though.
It.
It's not.
But
no, I
else?
Can't do it right now.
That was, you seemed like very,
very
sad,
close.
Though. Yeah, you
I do have
close.
Like, if you zoomed in, you could see like a couple of tears.
My
I think
eyes
your
are wet.
Eyes welled up. But Sunil isn't, you're not affected by it whatsoever. In fact,
no.
I think it has the opposite effect on you.
It hardens me. It hardens my resolve.
Yeah.
In a couple of months, I'll be moving out of the Bill Murray, where I'm staying at the moment, and moving into Helen's flat as Helen's second flatmate in that building. Shout out to Emma Black. Hope your house move goes on schedule. so far...
What's great about living with Emma is Emma's also very emotional. So at the moment, we're a very teary flat.
She doesn't seem it.
Really?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not fucking kidding you, no. I'm saying what I believe.
She's a Libra. So you think she's balanced, but when those scales tip, bloody hell.
I'm an Aquarius.
And?
What does that mean?
Nothing.
It doesn't mean nothing.
That's my rising sign.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Okay.
What does mine mean?
What are you?
Gemini Cancer cusp.
Shut up, you two-faced fucking bitch.
No!
Are you serious?
That's true.
You're a two-faced fucking bitch.
I'm not a two-faced.
Oh my God, and you always seem really nice.
Yeah, but you're not. You're an actual bitch.
God.
Don't. If you cry, I'll cry. Don't. Because I can't have sex if I feel like I made you cry.
I just can't believe I got called a bitch on our first ever live podcast.
By both of us. I don't know whose side to take sometimes.
This is
my side. You're moving in with me.
Yeah, but I do the podcast with Harriet.
Yeah, but you also do another podcast, don't you?
Colleagues.
Have you told them about that?
Everybody knows about Snail's other podcast. We try not to promote
it. It's very successful.
Here. Yeah.
I don't think it's happening again, to be honest.
Why? Because Harriet got upset.
Yeah, she made me drop it.
No, that is absolutely not true.
Did you actually?
No, he fell out with all his colleagues.
No.
They all fell out.
Yeah,
they all fell out. They weren't as easygoing as me.
Easygoing?
Anyway, so we wanted to get Helen here because I think it's very important that I do some roommate mediation before you move in to make sure it's as smooth and calm a transition as possible.
I think
for
people
both
are taking, but I think people are taking it much more seriously than I am. I don't mind. I'll just move in. I've got those really good noise cancelling headphones and stuff, and I'll have my own room.
It's rude to call Helen noise. I would say.
Yeah, you didn't. I didn't mean it like that because the road's busy outside.
But your room's at the back, so all you've got to deal with is with the chickens. Got 9 chickens next door to us. They're lovely, lovely little girls. Yeah, full-on hen house.
Snow, you'll love that.
Yeah.
They're great. They're so good.
Lots of estrogen around, actually, with all those chickens. So, Sunil, what are you most excited about living with Helen?
Lots of people I know.
Well, look at us when you're saying it.
Well, I'm looking at the camera.
Lots of people you know.
Lots of people
area.
I know live in the area. former guests, Red Richardson, Sean McLaughlin, of course, lives nearby. Harriet Kemsley lives nearby.
I said about living with Helen specifically.
Oh,
I
think it'd be a very fun, productive.
He's building up to it, I can tell.
Yeah.
Be lots of.
Don't stammer. Why would you? Well,
because I'm under pressure now, aren't I?
You're not under pressure. It's a simple.
It's nice
question.
To live in a
thing,
house.
Just one thing about that would be good about living with Helen.
Just
one
to have
thing.
Somewhere to call home.
No, about Helen. One thing, Snell.
No, because you're making me laugh now.
How was this funny? How was this funny, though?
Because you're staring at me, waiting for a compliment. And if you have to wait for a compliment...
Just say one nice thing about living with Helen.
I think it'd be fun.
Fun. There we go. That's good.
Be fun house. Be fun house, like with Pat Sharp back in the day.
Who the fuck's Pat Sharp?
You can make a slide on your stairs and then put loads of balls in your living room.
I have suggested so many fun things like that. Because my housemate I live with at the moment, Emma Black. I love her, but she is in charge of the decor and it is... Simple, basic vanilla candles.
Right.
So I'm excited to get some of my stuff like up, and I want us to have a really fun
house. Yeah, I've got some stuff.
So I was going to do like a Disney theme in each room, which I think will be so much
fun.
That
is such a good idea. Sunil, what Disney
I've got
theme is your
he
room
said no.
Be?
He said no.
No, I've got two prints, both of Mike Tyson. One of them is him feeding pigeons, and the other one is him biting off Evander Holyfield's ear.
What?
He's putting them up in his room. They're not going in the fucking living room.
Again, above the bed. they're actually signed prints. They're actually worth a
but
fair
bit. But imagine you were single and you went back to his
that
house.
Is exactly
and
what
then
I was
you'd
say.
Go in there and they would just be like, oh, this is,
well,
this
no,
is my room.
Like,
this is Mike Tyson feeding pigeons.
No, this is Mike Tyson biting off a man's ear.
But it's
that's
the story behind
sexy.
It that's so fascinating.
What's
it's like the
story?
Fall from grace. It's fascinating, isn't it? He was the best fighter in the world when he first emerged because he had a father figure, Customato.
See, this is my concern. We just don't have enough in common.
After he died,
he
lost his way.
He's talking right now, and I'm not
even
listening.
It all culminated in biting off the ear of someone else in a boxing.
Do you care? I don't care.
I actually am quite interested
in
the story.
It's basically about.
So I'm thinking of doing the bathroom Jungle Book. So I've bought 3 plants already, and I've got 2 of yours already.
You fucking killed one of them.
I didn't kill it. It just got a bit burnt.
Why is a plant getting burned?
Fire.
Fire.
fire
in the
fire.
House.
Okay, a jungle book themed bathroom. That would be
that
fun.
Sounds
obviously,
nice, actually.
Like everyone was
that.
Like, "Oh, you'll do Little Mermaid," and I was like, "No, no, no."
Could you get a snake, like you know, like a cuddly snake that could hang over the shower, and then it could scare Sunil every time
yes!
he showers? I think that would be a fun touch.
It might scare me once, but I'll know the next time there's a snake.
But this thing at the
moment, so excited.
Well, because I think it'd be really fun to have a themed house. But this is the thing. So at the moment, the bathroom for me and Emma is like a place that when we're sad, we like draw each other the baths. We have like deep chats. We cry. We play Enya for each other. We do sing songs.
Do you see each other in the bath?
Yeah, of course.
Is that
yeah.
something you're going to continue with Sunil? Like if Sunil is in the bath, will you go in there? Or
I don't really have
See,
baths.
I'd be fine with that.
In?
He says
really
he can't go
baths.
In the bath because his shoulders are too big.
My shoulder hurts.
Apparently he gets stuck.
Yeah,
no,
couldn't
you
get
don't. Just don't go down under the shoulder. Just sit up. You'll be fine.
I just get cold. It's like 10 minutes is fine and then it's just cold.
But then another plan of ours is because I'm on a weight gain at the moment, I'm gaining so much weight. They were wondering if it's like, I think I'm getting close to like washing with a rag on a stick. I'm about like 3 months away. And we're wondering then if Sunil could be like bariatric care.
I've got to phone the hospital and be like, it's got itself stuck in the bath again. And then we've got to get her out.
Sunil just helping me up from my bed, pouring jugs of water over me.
Winch her out the front window.
I think he'd actually be very good at that. That's actually something you would actually excel at.
I'm not
being a feeder, you could bring me like across on some
I would actually stop you ordering Domino's.
Sunil,
I don't know
true.
One can.
What?
I think you'll have a good effect on each other because I think actually Sunil really wants Domino's and
no,
you
I don't.
Really no
right.
Sunil.
Can I
Sunil,
have
I'm
a
speaking.
Elliot, can
no,
I speak?
No.
Elliot,
no.
Can I speak?
No.
Wait your turn.
Thank you, Elliot. So I think that Helen really wants Domino's and you really want Domino's, but you don't want Helen to have Domino's more than you want Domino's. And so you will go out of your way to make Helen unhappy rather than making yourself happy.
Why do you want me to be unhappy?
Yes, Sunil.
Thank you.
I only ever wanted Domino's when it was 36 steps from my old flat. No, no, fuck off. I would
sometimes
never
basically
order
my
Domino's
hunger
as
gets
a delivery.
Quite extreme, and I feel like Domino's is a solution to it. And even though I do try and curb it, sometimes I just can't fight the craving.
The thing is, Domino's is not the cure for it because it makes you want more because it dehydrates all of your...
so dehydrated!
Yes, lots
so
of
sick.
Salt and right. sugar. And so it's actually, I can eat a Domino's and then I could still eat another Domino's probably and a cookie.
And after I rung you and cried on the phone with you about the Domino's, I felt like I hadn't got enough sympathy. And then Heidi Regan ran. Yeah. So then I was talking to her on the phone and I genuinely got so worked up because I'd had such a big Domino's pizza and it was all on my stomach. And then I was like visualising it turning into shit. In the is it colon or intestine? Wow. Yeah. And then I was like, there's no way my asshole will stretch enough to get this out. Yeah. And that was like, I just became so, because like, have you ever done that, eating so much food that you're like, it's got to come out, but I don't know how.
Is this the thing you've cried about? Is this the story?
I think it kept me getting emotional.
I think it's actually cruel to boast to Heidi about that because Heidi famously only eats for fuel.
Heidi Regan famously. Heidi Regan.
Cruel thing to say.
She
to
doesn't
Heidi.
Enjoy food. Whenever she eats any nice food, she just hears white noise. She can't
taste
anything.
So actually, that was quite a cruel thing to boast to Heidi about how much food you enjoyed because she can't get pleasure from
But
food.
I hadn't enjoyed it, had I?
No.
I don't even know what I was doing. I was blind. Have you ever like eaten when you're drunk and then thrown up?
No.
And there's like a whole. I once threw up like a whole never. Big Mac, but like, whole, like I hadn't even chewed it, I just like pelicaned it down.
A whole what?
A Big Mac.
A whole, you can't inhale an entire
no,
Big Mac.
No, it came up and I was like, that's a whole Big Mac.
It's too
what
big for your
bun?
Mouth.
Ask Louise Bastock, she saw me do it.
Your
top
mouth's actually too
bun.
Small.
Yeah, the whole that with the lettuce in it
that's
and the onions and the sauce.
Absolute bollocks.
On my life.
Maybe your stomach repositioned it together inside. It like jigsawed it together.
Yeah, I believe
like inside.
Harriet. I stand with Harriet.
And then your stomach made it into a burger before. Do we know if that's a science thing?
Yeah,
either way, the people
sure.
would like to know that I did actually together. Manage to shit them out this morning and it was painful.
Do you have one?
I regret this so much.
It's live. Can't edit this one. Can't edit this
I fucking
one.
Hate this
Do you
podcast.
Have one toilet or two toilet in the new place?
Two toilets.
Two okay, toilet. Now.
Well, we got one toilet, but I use sink.
There's two shower in the toilet.
Two shower and one toilet.
There's a shower, a bath, and a toilet. Blue they are, Harriet.
All separate.
A lovely blue suite. Yeah.
All separate, a shower, a toilet, and a bath.
They're all in the same room. It's weird.
Yeah, the bathroom.
There's a separate
one,
shower.
There's one bathroom.
Yeah.
With a toilet.
Have you never been over
shower.
Before?
I've never been invited.
I'll invite you.
I'm so sorry.
I'll invite you.
Okay, thank you, Sunil.
I'd love it if you would come over before Sunil moved in. You
I'd
can
like
see what I'm going
to
do with
guess.
The place.
Yeah,
I'll
I'd
be
really
so
like
good.
That, yeah.
I think you're going to really like it.
Do you have things like bowls and plates? Because Sunil famously doesn't have
yeah,
bowls and plates.
I left all my bowls and plates.
So, yes, I have.
That's great.
But I ordered some at the same time that Sunil said you bought some for him for his birthday, no?
Yes.
Yeah, so now we've got a lot of bowls and plates.
Yeah, we've actually got too many, so we can chuck some out.
No, I'm getting some more because my mum texted me the other day being like, oh, and she's got a laundry hamper for us. She's doing a clear
We don't
out.
Need a shared laundry hamper.
So
you're
going to share, that's quite nice. Then you can do loads at different times. You can share laundry.
But it pisses me off that you don't want to share.
Well, fine, I'll share a laundry hamper.
No, I don't want to. If you don't want to share, I don't want to share.
I would say that's a step too far.
Why?
I would say.
I like to separate my whites and colours.
You might as well just get married at that point. You might as well. There's no point just living together if you're going to do each other's laundry and just not get married.
I've given her the same deal as I have Evelyn.
The same deal?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
If she's still single in 10 years, I'll shoot a bolt in the back of her head.
He told me that on my 30th birthday in front of people. It was horrible.
You must stop saying that.
It's on the table, though.
But you don't have anything to shoot.
And I'm dating someone at the moment. So
well, I hope that works out. Otherwise,
for.
I get one of those
he owns a pickup truck
like
carrier.
No
I made out with him
men.
In it. Fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in a pickup truck.
I think this is the one. Because he can do stuff
You thought
the
last two were the ones as well. Whenever I'm dating someone, Sunil, I was like, they're the one.
Do you think that him and Sunil will get on?
Yeah, bloody lads. Because he's a working man. I'm a working man.
What do you work as?
I'm working around here. I'm doing the...
You flattened some boxes in the basement a couple of days ago. That's it.
There's that. I've got to do a bit of painting. Got stuff to do.
What? I wouldn't say that's work.
I wouldn't have them decorated in the flat.
I wouldn't decorate anyone's flat, but I'll do the toilets.
What, clean them?
No, paint them.
Here's another thing I suggested to him, because he said when he moved in, he wanted to be... This is like becoming a couples counselling session. He said when he moved in that he would be more productive, because I naturally get up quite early, and he was like...
She has a to-do list every day.
What time do you get up?
Whenever, but like, I mean, what 7, time? 8, like...
What?! Helen, you're the most impressive person I know.
That cannot possibly be true. That cannot possibly be true. That is a slight against everyone you know now.
What time do you go to bed, Helen?
Yeah. Whenever. Like, if I'm tired early, if I'm working late.
Still get up at 7, 8.
Yeah, she basically bounces around, loudly around the house, don't you? That's what Emma says.
I'm actually quiet as a mouse. Okay. I am very good. The problem is that I'm a big lass with a mouth breathing issue. So, like... I come with noise.
Cooked an entire pasta bake at 6 a.m. and ate it.
Okay,
Does that sound quiet? Does that sound quiet to you?
I'm going through a bit of a phase of having a full risotto at like 5 a.m.
I don't know whether
that's depression or not. I think it is depression. I wake up at like 4 or 5 and I'm like, oh, hell, I'm hungry. And I go downstairs.
How do you make a quiet risotto?
When the kettle's boiling, I'm like, shh. Emma says that she, whenever I'm up, she wants to be up as well.
Yeah, that's a good thing about
it. And Emma says she's only just admitted this to me, but apparently she doesn't sleep until she knows I'm home safely at night, which is bullshit, because she's locked me out like 5 times. But she's like, I just don't feel safe unless you're home. Which it's not true, but Snill, I don't think you're going to do that.
Oh, yeah. I'll make sure you get home.
Also, I don't sing or do carry.
That you said that as if you were going to kill her. Like, you did not say that as if you were going to keep her safe. You said that.
No, I'll make sure you get home, all right?
No.
You got to let me know.
You literally won't, though, will you?
Yeah, I will. I won't just go to sleep and be like, Ellen's out there.
That you absolutely will. That is such bullshit.
But this is why I'm nervous that I'm moving in, because I don't think I will have that sort of like friendship.
No, you won't. And I think you just have to accept that. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know where to look.
You were just moving.
I'm just looking over there. There's no one there.
I don't see what's wrong with me having a pasta bake at 5 a.m. if I'm hungry. And I don't need someone like fucking coming downstairs being like, oh, you're having another big meal.
I think it's fine to have a pasta bake whenever you want. I'm just saying you shouldn't cook at 5 a.m.
But I don't want to share it.
Cook it the night before and reheat it.
No, because it's the night before. I don't want to cook.
Well, that's an impasse.
I don't know what that means.
There's no.
Isn't it impasse?
Pronounce the E at the end because it's got an accent on it.
You've reached a fork in the road, and I think
impasse.
I think maybe
I'm not eating it with a fork.
No, a fork is the opposite of an impasse because it can go either way. An impasse is like a dead end.
You've reached a spoon at the end of the
road. Dead end? Who are you showing off to, Elliot?
Viewers.
Elliot, how many viewers are there?
Right.
No. I think it's best if you both spend a lot of time outside of the house.
26, is it?
26.
I think it's
very... And they're enjoying it.
Helen, focus. I think it's very good if you both spend a lot of time outside of the house, I would say. I think the more time you spend together, the more... What if there's another pandemic and you both get trapped together?
I would be fine with that because I think I struggled in this pandemic because
you weren't
Emma Black was working 9 to 5 still from home. So I'd be like, oh, playtime. And she would be like, no, and like close the door on me. So I spend like half the day like clawing at the door, being like, let's do karaoke. Let's get the dance mat out.
Sunil, your job will be with Helen all day.
I would enjoy that you do are maybe puzzling.
I wouldn't share the puzzle with
you. Well, I'll do a separate puzzle in a different room.
I've got over 40, so that's fine. You can do that. Yeah.
And then I'd do colouring in, maybe, and that's it.
I've got a Princess Anna colouring in book at the moment.
Well, I'll get my own one.
Sunil, do you have any colouring in pencils?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a big collection too.
I actually do, Anna.
I also do candle making from home.
I'm happy to do that.
It's actually a really lame house. You're both really big nerds, I would just say. Really nerdy house. And I think you're going to have a lovely time together.
I might take
that's
up woodwork.
That's really nasty, Harriet.
Well, that is quite nerdy, to be fair.
Also, we've got to put art up on the walls, but I am considering a mural.
I don't know if we should do a mural.
I think you should commission a painting of the two of you. I think that would be very nice.
Yeah,
that would be nice, actually.
Fun, wouldn't it?
Imposing.
No, I would love that. If you would love that, I would genuinely love
that. I'd actually like to be... An oil painting, I'd like.
What's an oil painting?
Like a nice one.
No, one of those ones with the dots. I think that would be nice. Like a dot one, you know, when they
do like
all
finger.
The little... Oh, yeah.
A finger painting.
And they make your face from all the dots.
That would be amazing.
From a potato.
A potato print.
Oh yeah, we could do potato printing together.
Honestly, the image I had in my head was of me as a dog, but it was me in my head.
Yeah.
Like a big greyhound.
You wouldn't be a greyhound.
Or like a staffy.
You'd be a pug.
Staffy.
You'd obviously be a pug.
I'd be a Staffy, obviously. I'd be a Staffy.
No. If you were a dog, what dog would you be?
A Cavapoo-poo-poo.
No.
A what?
We worked out Sunny was a Cavapoo-poo-poo because he's mainly poodle and not, he's more poodle than he is Cavapoo, so he's a Cavapoo-poo-poo.
Oh, Sunny!
So I would be a Cavapoo-poo-poo. Yeah.
I don't know if you're very much like your dog, Harriet.
Fuck you.
No,
I would say that actually. So I don't know. Very sweet dog, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why don't you think I'm like that?
Because he, I think you're better than him.
Fuck you, Snail.
No, you're not.
How
I take that
say
back.
That?
I think you're like him a lot, actually.
Why are you being mean to all?
I was trying to.
Who are you showing off to?
No one.
What dog do you think I'm like?
Like one of those.
Look at her when you answer.
Like
that.
One of those like Labradors that's gone a bit mad, and can't find its way around, just bumps into stuff.
She's got a medical condition.
I can't be a Labrador because I'm allergic to Labradors.
Okay.
I've got vertigo and dyspraxia and allergies, so that was actually a really rude thing to say.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Did you tell her that thing you said about her the other day behind her back?
What? I didn't say anything about
it. Do you remember when we were with Jack Barry and Ray Badron by the river the other day?
What did you say?
And we were talking about that show that Harriet went on. And you said that. I'm not going to say it now because it's really
well,
mean.
Well, you certainly can't say it, no.
No, I can't say it. It's really offensive.
What did you say?
I'll tell you later. No, I can't.
Was it? Don't say it if it's going to be offensive. No, don't. Well, obviously the mic's all picking up.
Well, you guys have been behind my back.
Remind me to tell me later. You are my life, you said it.
Sunil, I can't believe you've been gossiping about me behind my back.
I'm sorry,
we worked out Sunil's like Lady Whistledown in Bridgerton. He just goes around just spreading gossip and trying to cause drama all the time.
That is true.
Heidi Regan cannot taste anything. She can't taste it. She doesn't like the taste of food. She could just taste sawdust and...
Yeah, her go-to breakfast cereal is All Bran. Like, that's just weird.
I think what's good about you both living together is because, Helen, I don't imagine you have many secrets, which is good because Sunil would never be able to keep any secrets.
And you say I can't keep a secret.
I think together you can't keep any secrets and it's good you'll be together because other people's secrets will be safe.
Okay.
What secrets do you have?
Do you want to tell us your sad story?
Yes.
Please. The floor is yours.
Okay, this is the sad thing, is I can't think of one.
We got you back here so you can tell your sad story. And we built up to this the whole time and then now you don't have a sad story.
Do you want just the time I've cried?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like a really sad one. Like a time that's like, that we can laugh at least. Like you might be sad, but we can find the humour in it.
When I was in year 8.
How old is that?
So you're about 12.
12 years old. I had my heart broken. And at the time, everyone was like, oh, she's just being a child. But now I look back as an adult who has had my heart broken once in my 20s. I genuinely think I went through a heartbreak. I was devastated. Yeah. And it was really...
Who was it?
And
who
now
did this
I realise how toxic it was and how bad I was being. Because I would have... If I was a boy, I really didn't understand consent. Like... So when I was in year 8 when I was 12.
This is going to a dark place,
maybe. decided to do it on a live stream, this one.
Okay. Even now at 30, I had the same problem. I consistently fall in love with homosexual men because their personalities are better. And I stand by that to this day. We have more in common. We click better chat.
Thank you.
And when I was... Love you, Elliot! And it's over the years, it's been like a consistent problem to me. But when I was younger, I thought they would just change their mind. So I would... This is Chris Vack, lovely Chris Vack. I would ask him out every couple of months. And he was so frightened of me asking him out. He would try and avoid me. One time he said that he couldn't give me an answer because he had to feed his next door neighbour's guinea pig. Found out the next week, his next door neighbour didn't even have guinea pigs. Like, what a fucking lie.
I actually don't blame him right now because you're like one of those gay conversion camps.
But that's what I was doing.
That's what you are. You're trying
a walking gay conversion camp.
Also, like,
you're trying to change people and they...
And you know,
force them to be
you're
different.
You're not gay.
And,
that's what
and you know
saying.
Now when a guy asks a girl out and the girl says no, the guy just needs to leave it and not ask again. Whereas Chris would be like, no, I don't want to go out with you. And then I'll be like, see you in a couple of months. And I go back up being like, be my boyfriend.
Absolutely like, terrifying, I would say on Chris Beck's part.
And so then when we turned 16, we had prom and I made him go to prom with me.
You made
and his mum came over to mine before he knew about this and looked at my dress and got him a matching tie. And then she bought him a corsage to give to me. I love Mel. And then this is even sadder, is that I haven't learned my lesson because 2 years ago for my friend's wedding, I didn't have a date and I made him go with me.
Oh my God.
Same boy.
Keep doing it to him.
Why were you so upset? I don't understand.
Because he broke my heart. I genuinely thought he was the one.
He never agreed to go out with you.
Yeah, but I've still got... Have you not had relationships like this when you were like, we're in love, you just missed it?
No, but But did you ever go on a date?
You're being a real bitch right now.
Helen, I'm trying to be understanding, but there's no point.
I cried when my grandparents died. All my grandparents are dead.
Helen,
all my grandparents are dead.
That's actually the healthiest thing you've said
so
far.
They are. All my grandparents are dead. And I cried for three of them. not the pervert one. The one that invented the Vyrax.
Yeah, one of her grandparents invented the Vyrax.
I don't know what that is.
My grandfather is
cold sore.
For herpes. Invented a cold sore. He had herpes and he invented the cream for it.
Yeah.
Dr. Dennis John Bauer, look him up, filthy man.
He cured herpes.
No, it's not.
No, it's just a cream for it.
If you get herpes, he can help.
Yeah, but he died of STIs and STDs. He was like pure filth. And
so he had so many STDs. What did he get anything for chlamydia?
For personal information.
I think he just did.
Asking for a friend.
I was curious.
Does he still have chlamydia?
I took the antibiotics twice, but I still feel sometimes like I have it, but it was so
long
ago.
That could just be thrush, though. Do you want me to look later?
No, it's just a fear thing. It's just like a mental thing where I just think, I'm just carrying it around.
Maybe you are.
And maybe I'm just giving it to Bobby and he's giving it back to me and then we're just passing it back and forth.
Here they come, the chlamydia comes. is that good? I feel like I told my crying story, but I feel like it was met with
it argument. Didn't make sense. But
is that offensive, Elliot, for you? Did you find it offensive?
Yes.
Please say yes.
Yes. I'll allow it, but it's on the edge. Like it's on the edge.
Wow, yeah, on the edge.
But I'm admitting to it. I'm not hiding from it.
It seems like you were proud of it, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine then.
But I'm still doing it now.
Yeah, you'll still tell it again.
I still like meet
Elliot Run,
a gay man, and I'm like, we both love Disney.
We're wearing the same clothes.
Elliot, do you like Disney? Yeah. Elliot, do you like Disney?
Yeah.
Do you like musicals?
Yeah, I love them.
See, why wouldn't I want to go out with that?
No, it does make sense.
Also, I spoke about this a bit recently. I do think I have quite a few masculine qualities that a gay man would be looking for.
Like?
Broad shoulders, and I've got long, long labia lips. Is it labia majora? And I think I could pull them down into a penis if I wanted to.
Interested, Elliot?
Elliot, take
does that sound
there?
Nice to you?
Hello.
Can you do a Scottish accent?
Yes.
Absolutely bang on that. Absolutely perfect.
Hello, Elliot. Would you like to fuck me and watch Mamma Mia?
Yes, please. Thank you.
See, it's so
very nice.
Fun.
That's the answer you want.
Thank you. You're going to go to prom with me.
Can we recreate Helen's prom?
Yeah, okay. Maybe for another one.
It feels
that's
like
how Chris sounded, that same wobble in his voice.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Elliot, you can say no.
Wait, so is Chris single?
Is Chris single?
I mean, he is, but I don't feel comfortable setting you up.
Why?
Because he's mine.
Helen,
I might need a date for a
You're
wedding.
You're standing in the way of two people's happiness. They could be really happy
actually,
together.
Actually, Chris did ring me at the weekend at 2 a.m, absolutely shit-faced and left a voice note, which was not dignified.
Elliot, do you like the sound of that?
It sounds like my kind of mess. All right, so I'll use you to get to them, that's fine.
He's really cute, Chris. He learns Russian in the evenings for fun, no joke. How sexy is that?
That is nifty, okay.
It's hot, isn't it?
Yeah, all right.
Elliot fell in the shower earlier.
Why would he?
Don't have to tell everyone. Yeah,
this isn't gonna work because I hurt my bum. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Had a bad fall.
Should we all just say secrets about each other? And this could just.
This
be
is what happens
Elliot,
when
was it a secret?
People panic. They just start saying stuff that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Sorry,
my bum is secret.
I didn't say your bum. It's I just right. said you had a
Everything's
bad fall.
Everything's going well, Helen.
We're going to hear
a sad story. Don't say a secret. We're going to hear a sad story.
Can I tell a secret about you?
No, you can't tell any secrets.
Yeah, go on.
How much does everyone know in the audience about your...
You shut your mouth.
That was thrilling. I was really on the
No, I didn't know what it was going to be, but yeah, I don't know what it is. But you shut your fucking mouth.
Now you've got a taste of your own medicine. You don't like it when people...
Yeah, not on a live stream.
Yeah,
you can
Sunil,
tell her afterwards,
Sunil's
whatever
told
it is.
Everybody that I smoke, and
that's not a secret.
I don't even
she smoke.
She don't
smoke.
That's not
you
a secret.
Smoke.
She does
not
smoke.
True. It's a lie. It's a lie from Lady Whistledown Sunil Patel in the corner.
This is the podcast.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it about an animal?
I don't know. If maybe it is.
You're right. She does do that fake sad voice when she starts reading it.
Thank you.
So desperate.
Did you say that?
Yeah,
I
he said.
I genuinely don't know.
He did. He said you do a fake sad
no,
voice.
No, I didn't say that.
Ethan the dog is recognised as ambassador of compassion. A dog
wait,
was
wait,
left
you're
dead.
Reading, she's very shrill.
I'm doing it in a happy voice.
You can't
voice.
Call her shrill,
I
Helen.
Can't hear her, though.
I'm doing it in a happy voice. A dog was left for dead in the Kentucky Humane Society parking lot. Is that good? Is that more happy? Is that
I
what you want?
I hate it.
Happy?
You said I do it in a sad
I
voice.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say that. She said
life.
That.
On January 29th, the 38-pound dog was left in the cold in front of what would become his saving grace. Jeff Calloway with the Kentucky Humane Society was one of the first to help and support the dog. They thought he was dead. They were wondering.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at the sad story?
Because she can't Elliot's read.
She's never read it before. She's
they
reading it for the first time.
They were wondering why we were bringing a dead dog in.
Yeah, go on.
Elliot's laughing now.
Then yes, they saw.
Go on, finish
this is
your
a very
story.
Sad story, Elliot. Then they saw his head move and they immediately jumped into action. They believed he may have been locked in a crate without food for weeks. That's not funny.
That's sad. That's
I wasn't
sad,
sure
though.
He was going to make it.
Well, you do fasting. You know how that feels.
Yeah,
he
fine.
Was dying. To give him a chance, the staff decided it was time to take drastic action and they looked up what fuck they should hell. Call him.
How is that a hard sentence
do you
to
want
read?
Me to read it?
That's not drastic action to decide the name. That they looked up strong-willed, determined, and versatile.
Does she have dyspraxia in her eyes?
And landed on the name Ethan.
And they thought bounce around.
I don't think she's just...
I walked over by the baby gate and he came and licked my face. The doctor said it was the first time he had ever shown any affection. Oh, so Ethan's fine. Ethan is now 100 pounds of pure joy, showing that if Ethan can overcome, survive, and show compassion with love and support, imagine what we can all do together. Absolutely lovely.
Well, it's not a lovely story, is it? It's supposed to be a sad story.
I didn't get it. Yeah, what was the point in it?
Ethan nearly died, and then they looked up what he should be called, and they found the name Ethan, and he survived.
Okay. You got a sad story, though, for the sad story bit.
I've watched sadder porn.
We've all, yeah.
Whilst having a nice time.
Dead yeah. dog porn.
What?
It was about a dead dog, so that means that your porn would...
There can't be a kink for dead dog. Can you type that into Pornhub, Elliot?
Elliot, can you do
up?
The research, please?
Okay, 2 seconds.
No, Elliot, don't do that on your
no,
computer.
No, Elliot, do it.
Do it on the Bill Murray's laptop.
Do it, yeah, yeah.
Dead dog porn.
Oh, I hope nothing comes up. Thank you, Harriet. That was really...
No, I say that.
I say that. Thank you, Harriet. That's really lovely.
Yeah, it's real.
Are you fucking kidding?
No.
It's not real.
No, it's real. I'm not kidding.
It's real.
Ew!
Guy F's dead dog video.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. Thanks, Harriet.
Wait,
I said don't
it's a man
it
fucking a dead dog.
That's what the description says. I don't want to click.
Ellie Goulding's had a baby.
What's it called?
Dunno.
Oh. I went to see her once at the Hammersmith Apollo.
I saw her there
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it was so good. She played the drums and we were all like, she can do everything.
Oh, Prince Philip has died.
What the fuck?
That's sad.
Do you see that video that's of Ellie sad. Goulding getting out on the A303? Getting out of her car.
No.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, she just got out of her car on the A303.
There was a truck that had hit a Golf and it was just dragging it down the motorway. And Ellie Goulding got out and stopped it. She was like, stop that. It was Ellie Goulding.
See, these are the conversations I don't want to have when I'm at home.
Look, you've both made this choice. You've both agreed to do this thing. And there's a very clear way out of it, which is you don't do it or you do it.
So for me, I understand
where
that.
Do I
it's
go?
Just a risk, isn't it? Because it's sort of like... happens yeah. if he doesn't move in and then I get where a worse roommate, to? You know?
It's like higher or lower, that card game. So at the moment, you've got a 3, but you could get a 1.
Yeah, that's
so
the problem.
You've got a low number, mm-hmm. and there's lots of possibilities where it could be better,
I think,
but
I'm,
it could still be worse.
I'm probably in the best position to get a higher number, I think, because I'm not in a contract in a house anyway.
Wow.
Elliot, do you want to move in?
Yeah, okay. Is it just the two of us, or is it?
It'll just be the two of you, yeah.
Elliot, you don't have to.
I'll ask before I go in your room at night.
There's no locks on the doors. There's no lock on the bathroom door.
There's actually a lock on my bedroom door, but not on Emma's one.
There's not a lock on the bathroom door.
There's a lock on the bathroom door.
There is a lock on the bathroom
door. Why do you not close the door when you come over?
I leave it open.
Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario. Okay, you both are in such a rush there's
time of day.
You've got to leave. It's 9 a.m. and you've got to get to a funeral of a really close family member. It turns out you're related, so you have to leave really quickly. Do you both have a bath and shower at the same time in the same bath and shower in the toilet room?
I'd be more than happy to, but I know you wouldn't do it. I know you'd just take a
flannel
downstairs.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it in the bath. I do it in the shower.
I'd be willing to go in the bath while he was in the shower.
I probably would just go without the shower because I shower every day and I think every other day is fine.
For a funeral, for a close family member of you and Helen.
Who is it? Who died?
We don't know yet.
What's
so how far back would we have to go to find someone that was related?
It's actually much closer than you think.
Who is it?
Your aunt. Is the same as Helen's aunt. You have the same aunt, and she died.
I thought I knew all my aunts. I had an aunt who died. I've had two aunts that have died. Oh my God, maybe it was one of them.
No, I don't.
It's a future aunt.
What do you mean a future aunt?
Sorry, I'm just trying to come up with a scenario.
Yeah.
So basically, to answer your question, I'd be willing to wash in front of Sunil.
You would be very willing. Sunil would not be willing.
Yeah, I'll go in the shower.
You'll go in the shower.
But I probably won't need to.
Yeah.
But it's more things like happens if I come home and I've had a sad day and I want to talk to someone. So sometimes me and Emma sing to pick ourselves up.
I don't think you know Sunil at all.
I'm actually like, as much as they laugh, I'm actually pretty good to have a chat to about these things.
I've seen you pat me like a dog before when I've cried out of pure tension. Just like, do you want to call? Do you want to call? Do you want to call Heidi?
I think
call a woman?
That's good. I think that's a good mix because you will be very emotional and Sunil will be very calm. And I think he gets a kick out of being around emotions because he can't feel it. So it's like
that's
being
not true.
Around
I can
something.
Feel emotions.
No,
so
no, I like understand what you're
you
saying.
Get a,
100%.
You get a real like kick from it, but you can never experience it yourself. So it will be fun.
Also, what are you going to do if I have like a health problem? Like when I had that food poisoning the other day and you couldn't give a shit.
Do you just eat some food because you're nervous again?
Yeah.
No, it's just went and got some more food.
How about when I thought I had breast cancer, it turns out I just had a spider bite on my tit.
I never heard about that until afterwards.
Would you check Helen's breasts if she might have cancer?
No, I wouldn't know what to look for.
A lump and discoloration, you freak.
You can find that yourself in a mirror.
Happens when I'm scared of mirrors. Happens when I'm going through like a body dysmorphic phase.
No.
So no, you wouldn't do that
for
Helen.
Go to a doctor.
I'm scared of them.
No, you're not. You go to the doctor all the time.
I love the doctors.
There you go.
We can get the same doctor. That's another fun thing.
Mine's on an app. I prefer that.
Apparently, that's not actually a good idea, I heard.
Who said that?
I forgot.
Exactly. Ellie Goulding?
What?
Ellie Goulding?
Ellie Goulding said it. So I don't know if this is going to work out or not. I don't know. There's no way to tell.
That's not what it doesn't. I mean, you don't have to have an opinion on it.
Well,
I would like to know it, though.
Fine.
She's your best mate. I want to know what she thinks
about
this.
You need to
this.
Have an opinion on it for Helen, please.
I just want him to be happy.
I think, Helen, you have to stop wanting things from Sunil because you're never going to get it.
Just communication, open communication with a lot of like friendly emotion speak.
You have to accept it's never going to happen. What you will get.
I want him. So when I say something to him, I'm going to go like, hey, we need to get a microwave. Who wants to buy it? I don't want him to go like, I don't mind. Do you want to just get it? I want him to go like, I feel like
Sunil will never feel anything.
I don't feel anything about microwave.
Well, then who's buying it?
You're buying it. I told you that. And then you looked it up.
Yeah.
But,
and then I went, what about this one? And you went, no, you can get a better one than that. And I went, do you want to just get it then?
I used my friend's dad's login for Witch magazine and found the best microwave.
He can just get it then. And I feel fine with him picking it.
You just get two microwaves.
But I chose a microwave and he felt it was wrong.
I've already provided a kettle, a soda stream.
Totally. You've provided a lot of stuff.
Toaster.
But I have not commented or critiqued on the things that you own.
Okay, fair. I should have stayed out of
the way. I think, though, you have to accept Sunil for who he is. If you love someone, you have to accept
him
for who
they
are.
Who is he, a lump who's doing fuck all?
If that's what you love, you have to accept that. You can't change him.
Because he's bringing a sofa, which is a horrible sofa.
That is a horrible sofa, actually.
Oh,
it's
disgusting.
Very uncomfortable.
You can barely stand up from it.
It's
you have to do
low.
Too high. Like
you get trapped on it. It's
that's
too low
true.
Down.
I'm fine with that. Fine with the sofa.
And then I've got some lovely like throw pillows for him and a blankie. So I've got like the finishing touches.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah,
I think it
nice.
Will warm you, Sunil, actually, because you've been on your own for so long or living amongst ghosts that you're not used to, you're not used to being around.
I'm not used to having flatmates, but here I am. They're really fun here. I like the guys here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how does that make me feel?
I simply must leave here to move in with you because that'll be that's the more permanent solution.
no, stop being practical Sorry. About it. You need to be like, you need to compliment Helen with it and say.
I wasn't, I didn't hit you.
Oh my God, he just hit me.
See? Did you that's not tears. That's not real.
They could have got
that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do though when there's no third person here? Who are you going to say he just hit me to? There'll be no one to say it to.
My neighbour Jim.
Jim's a good
Jim
lad.
With the chickens.
Or Joyce at 241 with the puzzles. I got a neighbour I puzzle swap with, Joyce.
I think you're going to have a lovely time together until you don't, and then you can both move out.
But I want it to be like for him. Not for me, because I've had happy homes. I just feel like I want him to have a forever home, like a happy home for him.
It's not my forever. I want. I'm not a fucking dog. It's not like I'm not.
Until your 80s, you can live there.
So I want him to settle somewhere, and like you never put pictures up on the wall or anything. Like I want you to feel.
I will.
At home, and like you can invite people.
He needs a shelf for
his
trophy.
And like have your mum over. I want you to feel very happy and secure there.
My mum's not coming anywhere near that flat. I've got to go.
Sunil, do you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Yeah.
So the main thing I'm curious about is the sex life. So when
I've got to go now. So thank you for viewing this special live edition of Why Is Harriet Crying? It's been a fun one. It'll be available online for a long time.
What are you going to do now, Sunil?
I've got to go and do a gig for some lawyers.
Right. Do you want me to wait until it's over to say
no,
goodbye?
No, can we end the podcast now? I don't want them talking after I'm gone.
No, we're going to say we'll wrap up when you've left.
Do you want to talk about what was said here later?
I'll watch it later. You know what I mean?
I'm going to find out what you're saying behind my back.
But do you want to talk about what happened today on stage later?
Yeah, well, nothing happened. It was fine.
Do you see how he just cuts down communication, though?
It was fun.
Well, who's buying the fucking microwave?
I'm buying it.
But then if I buy the one I want and you critique it, then what am I supposed to do?
I'm not going to critique it. I think it's a good microwave.
I am so sorry you have to see this.
I don't know about this. I think this might be dangerous.
Also, when he said that he's bought a kettle and a soda stream, he already owned them. Like, he hasn't bought them for the flat.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually.
And the thing is, like, the stuff he owns, like, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Like, the sofa's fucking
horrendous.
None
of it is practical or good.
And then he's like, oh, well, where am I going to put my clothes? And it's like, well, there's a wardrobe in the room already. You can have that. He's like, happens if I don't want it? And it's like, well, then we'll get rid of it. But he doesn't know. He doesn't communicate with me what he wants.
Yeah.
And I want him to feel so... Because everywhere he's lived, his house shares, never puts anything on the wall, isn't like really like settle in, and I want that for him.
I don't think you're going to get that.
But why? Why can't I strive for that?
But because he said he wanted to put a picture of a man biting off his ear, and you said he couldn't do that.
I said he could, but he wants it in his room.
So you'd want that in the main room?
I would prefer it in his room, but then I worry about his love life.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, if I was going back on a date... And the guy had a picture of Mike Tyson biting someone's ear out, and that's the only thing he had in his room. The rest of it was just blank. Yeah. I would be freaked out.
But then maybe once he finds somebody, it's like with Cinderella. Once he finds somebody that loves the picture of the man biting off the ear, then they'll be like so happy together, and she'll be like, "I have that picture on my wall as well."
Really nice.
And then it will just be finally he'll find his match. But if he never puts it up, he'll never know.
I think we will have a nice time together. I'm so used to living with women. That I think I'm just a bit nervous.
Yeah.
Also being in a comedy house show, like I've never lived with another comic before.
Yeah.
I did, I mean, for a couple of months in Berlin, but that's it. I'm just, I don't know. I feel like maybe we'll become closer because I'll be messaging you for like help and support.
I think that's a really good idea.
Because I know
I'll
get
concerned.
You need
to lean on the people around you.
Yeah. And stuff like, because he doesn't really do like family stuff. Like I'll be upset going home for Easter. I know he won't mind, but I'll be trying to take him with me.
I always think that because I always think he's going to be lonely and actually he prefers it. That's
just
what's really difficult. Because I always make Bobby come back to my house for Christmas and actually he just really wants to spend the time on his own. But I make him come every year.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Look at us making men's lives better.
making them do things they don't want to do.
They fucking hate us.
So that they feel better. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Helen, have you got any shows coming up or anything?
Nope.
No, okay, great. I actually am doing the Brighton Fringe. If anyone is in Brighton at the end of May... thank you so
I'm
much.
Doing a preview in Brighton at the end of May.
When are you doing it?
26th of May.
Well, mine's the 28th, I think, maybe.
Oh,
27th,
maybe
28th.
On the 28th then.
Maybe on the 28th.
I don't know.
That's the Saturday, I think.
Yes, no, maybe not. I don't know. Come to Brighton.
Anyway, come to Brighton, everybody. thank you so much, Helen.
And send me and Sunil housewarming gifts, please.
That's a really good idea. Send them to the Bill Murray, where Sunil lives, but please don't send anthrax. We've been through that before. It's just...
anthrax?
It's... We just don't send anything bad to Sunil.
Who tried to send him anthrax?
Nobody, but I just panicked that somebody would because I said where he lived. Oh no, I've gone into too much detail again. I need to stop before it goes too far. I'm never good at ending things. This is the end. How do we stop it? I can't. We can't.
Is that it?
You just I don't know. Are we still live?
Thank you so much for watching.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, everybody.